Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Previously, we discussed the name of Allah, Al-Adl, the being who is full of justice. And we explained that Al-Adl means equality. And Allah is so powerful that none can challenge him, hence he is Al-Adl. And Allah is so wise that no decision of his can be faulted, hence he is Al-Adl. We also explained how within our bodies Allah proportioned it perfectly, place every limb and every organ in exactly the spot that it needs to be, so that we are perfectly balanced. Now today we discuss the attributive name of Allah, Al-Latif, the most kind, the knower of secrets. There are different definitions given for this name of Allah. The one is, Al-Latif is that being who deals kindly with his servants. He showers such kindness on his servants that they don't even know at times that they are the recipients of his kindness. And in this regard, Allah says, Allahu Latifun bi'ibadihi yarzuqu man yasha. Allah is very kind to his servants. He grants sustenance to whomsoever he wishes. Ibn Abbas says, Latif is khafi, which means kind. Ikrama says, it's bar, which means a bestower of favors. Muqatil says, it means Allah is benevolent to all of his servants in this world, whether they are believers or unbelievers, obedient or disobedient. Even those who don't worship him, he bestows upon them. Even those who are disobedient to him, he bestows upon them. He's created a system of interdependence and mutual assistance and cooperation for human civilizations. Ja'far ibn Muhammad has said that it comes to sustenance, there's two favors which Allah has done upon us. The one is Allah has granted every living being its necessities and sustenance according to its need. It's not that man is given grass to eat and cows are given, meat to eat. What, according to how we design, Allah has given us our sustenance. And the second thing is Allah has done us a great favor by not giving us our entire sustenance at once. Imagine if we were to be granted all of our sustenance at once, you would have to look after it your entire life. Then another meaning of Latif in the Arabic language is subtle, meaning opposed to dense. Because Allah cannot be perceived and understood by the outward senses, He's known as Latif, subtle. He's free from body, He's free from direction. It's impossible to see Him, to hear Him, to feel Him, to touch Him. And Latif also means that being from whom nothing is hidden. The subtleties, the finer points may be hidden from others, but not from Al-Latif. If you look at the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, in the end, Yusuf alayhi salam says, Inna Rabbi Latiful lima yasha. Verily, my sustainer is Latif. He does things according to plan in a very fine way. He's fine planning. Innahu al-alimul hakim. It's because he is all knowledgeable and he is all wise. Now, the story of Yusuf alayhi salam is a great one. His brothers wanted to drop him to the lowest point of the well, but Allah, as Al-Latif, intended for him to reach the throne of Egypt. Zulaykha wanted to disgrace him and send him to jail. Allah's delicate and fine planning exonerated him and granted him the greatest honor. The brothers wanted to separate father from son. Al-Latif brought the whole family back together. So Al-Latif is that being who does things such that people don't even realize the planning of Allah is at work. The mind doesn't even fathom it. The brothers of Yusuf thought that they got away with it. Zulaykha thought that she got away with it because he went to jail. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala works according to his plan. And his plan is fine. And his plan is hidden. And his plan sometimes is beyond our understanding, even beyond our imagination. Allah ya'lamu man khalaq. Does the one who created not know? Wa huwa al-latiful khabir. When he is the knower of secrets. And he is all aware. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us his ma'rifah and his recognition via his asma'ul husna, his beautiful names. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.